morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're also podcasting. The website is santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. I'd like to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. And he's here with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Why are you here so early today?
I'm wiping croissant off me. It like got all over me.
That's why you're here so early today?
Is no,
that that extra time to wipe the croissant?
Last night around midnight, the phone rings. I pick it up. It's you. You're desperate. You say, I lost my 8 o'clock spot. You've got to come on and save the day. I promise you I'll buy you breakfast. So I show up. What do I get? A croissant. You ever eat a croissant at 8 o'clock? It's going all over. Look, my jeans, my shirt, I'm a mess.
He looks fabulous, and he has this cute little mustache.
It is wonderful.
Now, today is the Friday in the first week of the KSFR Fun Drive. We were hoping it would be the last week of the KSFR Fun Drive.
Oh.
And if everybody steps up to the plate, it will, in fact, be the last hour of the KSFR Fun Drive. If everybody who is listening right now calls and makes a contribution to KSFR by calling 428-1393, 428-1393. Or if you are out of the Santa Fe area and you want the toll-free number, it's 866-907-5737. And we're doing a special thing today, and only today, which is two things. First of all, the first person who pledges $100 who wants to have lunch with me and Robert Knott.
Us?
The two of us.
The two of us.
We will take you out to lunch this marvelous place that I actually went to yesterday called the Treehouse, which is an organic vegetarian cafe and pastry shop, and they make all sorts of local, locally grown food, basically. Their whole menu is based on the farmer's market and what's actually growing locally.
Do they got beer?
I don't think they got beer.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like really, but they've got wonderful sodas and drinks and teas and salads and quiches and sandwiches and things like that. And if anybody makes a contribution of $100, Robert and I will take you out to lunch at the Treehouse.
How much does a lunch cost?
Well, in this case, $100.
Oh, I see. We're trying to pull one over on them.
428-1393, 428-1393. No, it's the company. And it's making a contribution to KSFR. That's what makes it worth it.
What are we going to do at lunch? Fight in front of them?
No. We're gonna be the milk of human kindness, which is what we are most of the time anyway.
Remember the battling Bickersons back in the 40s and 50s?
I was not alive in the back
well,
in the
I
40s
Well, I wasn't either,
50s.
But I do a little studying about pop culture that influences our influenza, and I'm telling you.
Well, the other thing that we're doing today, ladies and gentlemen, check this out. Everybody who calls and makes a pledge gets to take a vote, thumbs up or thumbs down, on Robert Knott.
What are you talking about?
Yes, we are.
What do you mean thumbs up or thumbs down? What's that mean?
That's what we're doing. Now, many, many people have stopped me and said, I love your Friday segment with Robert Knott. If that is the case, call now and make your pledge to KSFR and also vote thumbs up on Robert Knott. Now, a few people occasionally here and there have said, oh, I don't know about that guy. I don't like that guy, Robert Knott. If that's you, you can vote and make a pledge, thumbs down. Now,
this is like the dating game. I mean, I don't get to even talk to the girls on the other side of the partition. Or it's like one of those things where, like, you know, you go for an interview and you don't get to meet the guy interviewing you. Thumbs up or thumbs down.
Thumbs
All right, so
up
what
or
happens
thumbs
if
down.
They vote?
Well, then at the end of the hour, we get to see whether it's thumbs up or thumbs down for you.
But it's, what's that got to do with a fun drive?
Because we're trying to encourage people to actually call the pledge line. Now, on Wednesday, we did, you get to vote dogs versus cats. And there were some people, I could not believe this, who wanted to call and register vote dogs versus cats without actually making a pledge to the fun drive.
Oh, that's the thing. If they call to say thumbs up or thumbs down, you're hoping to get like a couple bucks
no,
out.
No, they have to. You can't vote unless you...
All right, what's the minimum pledge?
There is no minimum pledge.
Like $2? Is that cheap?
Well, it's not really... I mean, you can... If somebody really has only $2, they can call and pledge that. We're, you know... I mean, whatever you can... Whatever you can part with is...
What's the average one for an average person?
I don't know the answer to that. It's probably between $50 and $100.
Okay, but if somebody only had 10 bucks?
Somebody has 10 bucks, they call and they can vote thumbs up or thumbs down.
But the people on the phone aren't going to say, $10? Boy, are you a cheapskate.
No,
like they
they're
do when
not.
I call PBS.
Did somebody say that to you?
Well, you know, like, that's the thing. Like, I don't ever know how much to give the guy that parks my car when I go to the Hyatt Regency in Albuquerque.
Well, the point is that... people who are listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe are listening because they like the programs. They listen to them many, many days per year, dozens if not hundreds of days per year. Maybe they listen every day. And what we do is twice a year we ask you to contribute so that you can actually have the show for another, you have the station for another 6 months. We really live essentially from paycheck to paycheck, which is essentially every 6 months. We live from pledge drive to pledge drive at KSFR, and that's how we contribute. How we make our money is listener contributions. 428-1393 is the number. 428-1393.
But if they give $100, they go to lunch with you and me.
If they give $100, and they can give $100 and not go to lunch with you and me. But the first person who gives $100 and wants to have lunch with you and me gets taken out to the treehouse.
Sometime when, in the next month or?
Sometime, yeah, whenever it's mutually convenient for everybody.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's good. I didn't know I was buying lunch or something, but as it is, I had a croissant that spilled all over me. I had to pay for that myself.
You're not paying for lunch, Robert.
I bought the croissant before I came on the show.
428-1393. So what's happening this week, speaking of the arts?
Speaking of the arts, first of all, there was a nice little card here waiting for me as I got here. It's from Heidi Lowen. Heidi Lowen Porcelain, 315 Johnson Street. She's having a show. And I'm going to tell you all about it as soon as I figure out what the heck it's, New Mexico Potters Trail. Group show of work by 14 Northern New Mexico Potters. Reception 5 to 8 p.m. tonight on Johnson Street, downtown, not far from the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum. So, just because there was a nice card here, and it says all sorts of nice things, I don't take bribes. There's no money in the card. There's nothing like that. She just asked nicely, which is the way to do it. And she gave all the information, which, sorry to regurgitate so you get sick of hearing it, but get that stuff into us and make sure it's accurate. Because we mess up, but sometimes you all mess up. Time, place, date, when is the reception, when is the movie open, when does the play open, how much are tickets, phone number, please, for information, all that near the top. So I wanted to mention Heidi Lowen first because she gave me that. I also want to mention, tonight, Eddie Izzard, the British comic, actor, is at the Lensic. I'm suspecting it's sold out. 8 o'clock, you got to pay to get in.
Well, we don't know that it's sold out.
No, but anyway, call this number to find out. 988-1234. Somebody just tapped me on the shoulder. Unfortunately, they didn't hit me with one of those, what do you call those things?
A bludgeon? A crowbar?
78th Street.
A mace? What are you trying to say?
No, mace is something you spray in people's eyes.
That's a different kind of mace.
Well, I'm amazed you have me on the show right Friday. 78th Street Gallery. Abstract landscapes. That means you've got to work to kind of comprehend them. You know what abstract means.
Yes.
Anyway, that's a group show of paintings and pastels at the 78th Street Gallery at 357 East Alameda Street off Delgado. 820-0250. You want a phone number? That's it. You want a time for the reception? 5 to 7:30 p.m. I got to mention the Artistas de Santa Fe. It's a collective art gallery at 228B Old Santa Fe Trail. It's actually on Alameda. It's called On the Edge of Heaven, new work by Ginny Hogan. Mixed media, reception 5 to 7 through April 23rd. The Box Gallery has paintings by David Nakabayashi. It's called From the Middle of Nowhere. That's not in the middle of nowhere, but from the middle of nowhere. I like that, because I usually start out my life like that every morning. Reception 5 to 7 p.m. They're at 1611A, Paseo de Peralta, by the railroad tracks. I got to mention Evo Gallery, also over there now in the Rail Yard District at 554 South Guadalupe Street. And I cannot pronounce this stuff, J-U-N-G-E-T. Here, I'm going to give it to you, because you know French and other languages. Evo Gallery.
I don't know. Jungier and Claret Beaufix.
Jungier, has that got to do with Jung?
I don't know.
The guy that was a philosopher?
I don't speak French. I just watch French movies.
I'm too young to be 40 in myself. It's a little psychological humor there. Anyway, that show's mixed media work, reception 5 to 7 p.m. at the Evo Gallery through May 24th. And a couple other things, just quickly. Patina Gallery has Steeped in Color. I love that verb, steeped. Wood sculpture by Michael Bauermeister. Reception 5 to 7:30 p.m. They're on 131 West Palace Avenue. Show runs through April. If you're interested in art quilts, some people are, because you can snuggle up them but also feel creative. Like I know when I was like 7, I had a quilt with Donald Duck on it, and then when it was taken away from me when I was 34, I cried. But anyway, there's a New Mexico Fabrications art quilts at the Rotunda Gallery.
What do you mean not Freudian?
at the state. That's why I never go to psychologists and all those guys. They try to get me to go to. They're the ones that ought to be on the couch.
Who's trying to get you to go to a shrink?
Well, it's like, you know, people say I should see somebody. I don't know why. It seems to me I'm pretty healthy. I wander around. I like the sunshine. I see Squirrely up there on the wires crossing across the telephone pole. I think that's like the best thing in the world.
I don't think fixation on the Loch Ness Monster really is such a bad thing.
All right, stop. You open this up. So just 1 minute. Let me say what happens at the Rotunda Gallery real quick, and then we're going to talk about this. New Mexico Fabrications Art Quilt in the state capitol, the fourth floor of the Governor's Gallery. Reception 4 to 6. It's free through August 22nd. 424-1878. They've got these shows on the...
Ladies and gentlemen, his face is lighting up.
On the cable channels, like Monster Quest, UFO Hunters, and Ghost Spook Chasers. And this is the thing. They bring the video camera, and they go in to find these monsters, like in lakes and forests and gorilla men out in the Amazon. And I watch these things, and I'm waiting for them to, like, catch them on the tape. But then, like, somebody at work told me that if they caught them, that I would have seen it. It would have been in the New York Times. It's like I'm watching a show that was recorded 3 months ago. They're not going to catch the gorilla man right there in front of me at, like, 8 o'clock on History Channel, right? The Monster Quest. And I sit there and watch them, and they're like, what's that? And I don't know what's wrong with me. So there I agree. There should be some. Only now did I realize that if they really caught the gorilla man of Mango Mango or whatever town it is, that it would have been like in the Post or something, right? We're seeing it in the New Mexican.
It would have been on the front page of the National Enquirer.
It probably would have been on CNN, too. They cover these things sometimes when monsters pop up. You know, that's the thing. People need to believe in these sort of extraterrestrial antics.
428-1393 is the number for the KSFR pledge drive, and we cannot stay on the air without the support of all of our listeners. And all of our listeners means you, means that person who is in the car right now and who has maybe a travel mug in the little travel mug holder in your car. Or if you don't have a travel mug holder, you can get the KSFR travel mug by making a contribution to KSFR calling 428-1393. And you can also... Now, Robert Knott agreed to this. It's not something that we surprised him with.
What are you talking about?
The thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah, but I didn't think you were going to carry it off. You offer a lot of promises that you never quite fulfill.
That is so not true. That is the opposite of the truth.
Well, all I know is I didn't think at the last minute you were going to pull this on me, plus make me appear nude.
No, you are actually dressed in a beautiful pink blazer with... with a little dancing dolphin tie. It's very cute.
I have a flannel black shirt on with the New Mexican logo and a pair of blue jeans with cowboy boots.
It looked like a pink blazer.
No,
first.
It doesn't. I got enough trouble with people thinking pink in me. It's bad enough.
428-1393. So Charlotte Jackson Fine Art,
yes?
Hungarian masterworks from Impressionism to Modernism. That sounds interesting. That opens today. There's an opening reception from 5 to 7, and then there's a lecture tomorrow, lecture and overview. Charlotte Jackson Fine Arts is 7511 Mallard Way in Santa Fe. And have you ever been down there? It's off of Airport Road.
No, I've been to the Charlotte Jackson downtown, but not the project space.
Yeah, it's great. I went to a new music concert there not too long ago, and it's a big, nice space. But you might want to call them for directions, 989-8688.
I like that impressionism. I wonder who they're going to do impressions of. Maybe they'll do like Jimmy Stewart and stuff, Richard Nixon, the guys that are always easy to impress.
Hey, I just got an email from somebody that said Eddie Izzard is in fact sold out, and there's dozens of ads on Craigslist for people looking for tickets.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
But there is a lot of other theater going on. Should we chat about it?
Oh, yes.
First of all, The Ballad of Wanking Crow. Lisa Rowan is going to present a performance of poetry as part of National Poetry Month. Did you know that April was National Poetry Month?
Why, no.
I get confused every month. I have like a new thing. It's like the 28th day of the month, and somebody tells me it's Black History Month, or it's National Poetry Month, or it's
National Arterial Fibrillation Awareness Month. I mean, it's a lot of obscure things.
I know that. You know, it's like Secretary's Day. I don't have a secretary. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Anyway, this event with Lisa Rowan's at 7 p.m. tonight at the Chatto Contemporary Art Space, 112 West San Francisco Street. It's free. I don't know anything more about it, but it sounds certainly interesting based on the title and the fact that it's at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, Cathartic Cabaret 2. The 2 is in Roman numerals. Improv performance by the local amateur group. I never heard of them. Cathartic Theater. I guess it's going to make you feel better. They're at 291 Camino Tres Arroyos. You got to pay to get in. We can't mention prices on KSFR. We can ask you for money, but we can't mention prices. 992-0642. You got to pay more at the door, though. I will tell you that. You get a cheaper deal if you call the number 992-0642. If you show up at the door, it's going to cost you a few more.
And there is an event tonight called The Poet Conspiracy at Chato Contemporary Art, Plaza Mercado, Suite 203, straight back from the White and Black Clothing Store in Santa Fe, 112 West San Francisco Street. And they are going to do a year-round series of poetry and performance with three poetry events, also National Poetry Month. And it's downtown, so everybody who's hanging out downtown can go and see it.
Excellent.
So tonight at 7 o'clock, Lisa Rowan, playwright, poet, and screenwriter, introduces her dark humor and literary genius with a reading and performance of her Santa Fe-esque epic, The Ballad of Wanking Crow.
I thought about that 2 minutes ago.
You just did that?
Yeah. That's fine.
You and I
do it to each other. It's like we're just like a married
couple.
You just
did the same one.
I said it.
I can't believe it.
It's okay. You do stuff, and I drink water and look out the window. And
I know you said the poem, but I didn't realize it was the same one.
And then 8 minutes later, I do it. So I'm not.
No, but I just did it 1 second ago. That's even worse.
It's not good for us to criticize each other in front of a public.
Yeah, so you can do thumbs up or thumbs down on me too. 428-1393.
Meanwhile, Enchanted April has been extended. The run at the Santa Fe Playhouse of the delightful little play about four women bored with their lives. They go to Italy and take a villa. And then the husbands come after them, and they like it too, and everybody has fun. Santa Fe Playhouse, I haven't seen it yet. I'm so sorry, but I got to tell you, the word of mouth is very good. I've met so many people who've enjoyed the play. It's 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock Saturday, and I think a Sunday matinee. Santa Fe Playhouse, 988-4262. Meanwhile, this one really grabs me. The Red Hot Society, with guest vocalist Rebecca Adams, presents Gigolos and Gigolettes. 8:30 p.m. tonight at the Silver Starlight Lounge, Rainbow Vision Center, Santa Fe, 500 Rodeo Row. You got to pay to get in. Reservations are recommended. Here's a phone number, 428-7781. All this information is in the Pasta Tempo calendar. At least most of it is. Most of it's correct. We do a really good job of checking. Pick up the Pasta Tempo and you can see what's happening. It's a day by day. It's the best arts calendar in the town, I'm telling you.
Hey, Wednesday, the 9th of April at 7:30 at the Lensic. The Santa Fe Concert Association presents Great Performances Number 6, a great quartet called the Takas Quartet.
That's right.
Did you announce that one too?
No.
And Joyce Young is pianist. She's a Van Cliburn finalist.
Yikes.
They're doing a program of Haydn, Beethoven, and Schumann. And oh my goodness, it sounds fantastic.
What are they hiding the program for? They ought to be open about it. The program shouldn't be Haydn. The program's Haydn. Show the program.
No,
the
Joseph Haydn.
I don't care if Yosef's hiding. What's he hiding from me? I didn't do nothing to him.
428-1393 is the number for the KSFR pledge drive. And for tickets to this event, you can call the Lensic at 988-1234.
And Craig Smith wrote about it in today's Critical Ear column.
Oh, he did?
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
About the Santa Fe concert, about the Takas Quartet?
He did. Craig does a great job of keeping up on classical music.
He does indeed.
He's a classical guy. The Scottish play, Macbeth, it continues to run at the Third Rail Theater in the Il Museo Cultural de Santa Fe. This is the Ardent Players presenting Shakespeare's play, suggesting that power can indeed corrupt, especially if some witches tell you that...
Power can corrupt?
Oh, sure.
You're
Shakespeare
kidding.
Was above everything. He had this pegged like years before current politicians or got involved with the fray. 983-4002, you got to pay to get in. It runs tonight, it runs Saturday, it runs Sunday. I have not seen that one either. I apologize. And Wise Fool New Mexico has Puppet Tales, T-A-L-E-S. An Evening of Shadows, Folk Tales Blended with Shadow Puppet Theater, tonight at 6:30. I'm guessing this is all ages, but you could call them to find out. 992-2588. Wise Fool is at 2778 Agua Fria Street, Unit D, as in delightful. You got to pay to get in, but it's a sliding scale. It's not that expensive on the low end if you want to bring the kids. Call them up and find out because they do some interesting stuff. Sorry, Wiseful, I haven't been out there either, but they have a great space on Agua Fria. So there's much theater to consider. And there's also stuff like Books at the Market. Barbara Storper, S-T-O-R-P-E-R, signs copies of Janie Junkfood's Fresh Adventure. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
That's 9 o'clock this morning.
That sounds perilously didactic.
Okay, there you go. It's 8:20 and you're throwing out words at me. What do you mean didactic?
Well, it just probably sounds like some thinly veiled excuse to try to get your kids not to eat junk food.
Well, whatever the purpose is, whether it's thinly veiled, and I happen to think some women look great thinly veiled, I think it's terrific. Janie Junk Foods, Janie's a great name. Fresh adventure, that means that there's going to be something fresh. The fact that it's at the Santa Fe Farmers Market indicates to me that there'll be an organic revelation of croissants.
No, it's probably all a good thing. When I was a little kid, any moralistic story that was clearly trying to get you to behave differently than you wanted to behave always made me feel kind of sick.
That's not the case with me. When my parents told me about the boogeyman, I knew I had to stop setting my brother's pajamas on fire. So. Hey, by the way, what's the artist here? What do we know about the artist here? Can you tell us?
We're in the Santa Fe Baking Company, and there is art here by Karen Brandy, acrylic paintings. And they are... Wow, mostly horses.
Like
I think they're all horses.
Spirit horses. Mm-hmm. That's, if you like horses and you like color. What's her last name, Brandy?
Uh-huh.
Remember that song by Looking Glass?
Yes.
There's a port on a western bay. Remember that this terrific song? Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. Oh, man. And then I saw them in videotape, and they're white. I thought they weren't. That's terrible of me.
You didn't know they were white, Robert?
A voice just came out of the past or something.
Laurel
was
here. It was Laurel.
Hey, everyone.
This scares me when the people from the...
With a report from the control room.
Yes. I have a few thank yous to give out.
Yay.
Dan made a contribution. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Elaine Pinkerton called in and pledged and says...
Thank you,
It was fun to pledge the first time and better the second time.
Mm.
Thanks, Elaine, for both
That's
of those pledges.
That's what they
say. Nirver Khalsa called and made a numerologically advantageous donation.
Wow.
Whatever that might mean.
Whatever that means, that sounds good to me.
Shannon's dogs, Quito and Paloma, like to sing to Robert Knott.
Oh.
And then we have a couple other donations from Lindy and Ralph Hopkins and Douglas Rankin. Thanks to all of you.
Thanks to all of you. And keep those phones ringing. Keep those phones lit up, 428-1393. And in fact, we're going to go to a little break right now, so it is a fabulous time to call 428-1393. Or if you are out of area, 866-907-5737, 866-907-KSFR. Make a contribution to KSFR, and you can vote thumbs up or thumbs down on the fabulous, handsome, intelligent, reliable, and accurate Robert Knott.
Oh, me.
I'm not biased.
No, you're not. You just tend to be prejudiced towards one way or the other.
428-1393. The time is 8:30 here at KSFR. Let's take a little break to hear from our underwriters, and we'll be right back. And we're back here on KSFR with Robert Knott, speaking of the arts. Hi, Robert.
Hi.
So,
nobody
what? Before we go on with speaking of the arts, I would like you to say something about KSFR.
Well, it's like this. I used to listen to the channel in my car because all I have is like a cassette player because I have an old car. I don't even have like a CD player. And for a while, it was the only channel I could get, so I listened to it. And I found out that like people were kind of creative. Years ago, I did a radio theater program for KSFR, and I kind of liked working for them. And I would tune in and people just talk, which was kind of fun, and there was neat music. And then one day, you said to me, you'll have to audition for my radio show if you want to come on and do it every week. And I said, what do I have to do? And you said, show up at this time, at this place, wear a bathing suit, and bring money. So I remember that day specifically well. I had a couple drinks the night
before.
Bring
money?
Yes, because you had to see, you know. So after some antics involving that dance set to the music of, what's that guy's name? Bach, which was very hard to do because it was interpretive in a way that can only suggest a science fiction picture from the 1950s, you decided to give me a try. And then I came on the show and we started chatting, and then I started listening to some of the other shows. And I decided that for the most part, it's pretty creative stuff, whether you like the offbeat music presented by people like Steve Carroll, Bill Hutcherson, or I like the dialogue coming out of people like you. And there's some shows I don't listen to, but I won't mention them because that wouldn't be nice. But part of the reason I don't listen to them is I'm at work from, like, you know, 2 in the afternoon to 5. My boss thinks I work from, like, 9 to 5, but I don't really. There's things that you can do to get out of work. And one thing is, like, just briefly, walk around the office with, like, a file folder in your hand, but you don't really have to work. And people never question you as long as there's papers in there. I like to put the Fetterman papers in there, like, and you always pull them out and try to explain. But anyway, so KSFR, I think, frankly, you like it or you don't. If you like it, then why wouldn't you want to try to support it in some way, even if it is, despite the fact that some people might think it's, delinquent of you to give $2 or $5? That's the same you bet on a horse. I know from going to the tracks, or don't go much anymore. I got to drive all the way down to El Paso now. Besides, my bookie's telling me it's not going to work out with my taxes this year. But basically, you want to try to help support. I know it's annoying. But if you got a few bucks you think you can spare, $10, please call them up, send a check in the mail, and don't let it bounce, because that's happened with me, where I've sent checks that have come back to me, and then the people who were supposed to get the checks have come back to me, and some of them have muscles. I don't, but things can happen, and they go badly. You end up in a garbage can, and hopefully it's been, you know, cleaned out or something, but usually it's not, because garbage cans are not particularly clean, but many shows on KSFR are. So I'm
all
not sure.
Shows on KSFR are clean.
Well, that's
this
the problem.
This is a clean
that's
radio station. We abide by
naughtiness.
FCC regulations.
Never mind FCC. You need some PG-17. You need some naughtiness on the air.
Well, we have naughtiness, but it's thinly veiled.
That's the best kind. We had this conversation before. You get some of the models from that lingerie shop, and you thinly veil them. Put them on the air and watch how many people tune in.
428-1393 is
That's
the number.
Right.
Make a pledge to KSFR.
Make
and what that means is calling
KSFR.
Up, talking for just a couple of minutes to the wonderful people who are, and I'd like to actually thank the folks from IAIA, the Institute of American Indian Arts, who are manning and womaning our phone lines today for coming in and volunteering. We have the most wonderful volunteers at KSFR. And if you feel like, well, this is a nice station, but I'm not really part of it, it's something that somebody else does. Guess what? If you're listening, you are part of it. We're delighted to have you be part of it. And the way you can actually be part of it in a way that's meaningful right now is to make a pledge to KSFR and by calling on the phone, 428-1393.
It's enchanting and embalming to listen to it.
Embalming?
Now, Joaquin Jackson, the Texas Ranger, will
yes.
sign copies of his excellent book, One Ranger Returns, at 4 p.m. Saturday at Collected Works. He wrote a great book called One Ranger, talking about his years as a Texas Ranger. Now he has a sequel, more years as a Texas Ranger. He's sort of a combination of like John Wayne and Sam Elliott and himself, I guess.
He's great. I had him on the show when the book One Ranger
I remember that.
Came out, and he's wonderful.
Todd DePastino, really wrote a really good book on Bill Mauldin, the World War II cartoonist, who had a great post-war career, including time spent in Santa Fe. He gave a great lecture last night at the library, which I attended, and he will also be signing copies of his book, Bill Mauldin, A Life Up Front, as well as the other book, The Complete Cartoons of Bill Mauldin, at 3:30 p.m. Saturday at Garcia Street Books on Garcia Street near downtown Subscription.
Excellent.
9860151. No charge to show up and meet him, but, you know, the book is really good. And if you had a parent or somebody who was in World War II or any war who grew up in the 40s and 50s and probably knows of Bill Mauldin's work, this is a good gift. Even if you're thinking Christmas, this is a good gift in advance. It's a really fine book. He did a great job, and he's a very good speaker. So,
now, let's talk about the most important thing in the world as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, well, come on. Talk about me. Tell me, baby. What's going on?
The most important thing in the world besides Robert Knott, whom I give my own personal thumbs up to.
Well, thank you.
Is salsa. Salsa music, salsa dancing.
Salsa.
So, Jose Obando is a salsa musicologist. He calls himself a museologist, but he knows more about salsa music than anybody whom I have ever met. I've met a lot of people who know a lot about salsa music. He is doing a workshop tomorrow from 2 to 4 at the Santa Fe Art Institute called Dancing, Intrinsic Elements of Salsa. And then at the Santa Fe Art Institute tomorrow evening at 6:30 is a benefit for the Santa Fe Art Institute. We interviewed him yesterday on the radio. I don't know if you heard that, Robert. Conversation yesterday, but
didn't
at 6:30 there is a dance party, and it also includes incredible tropical food.
Sleeping.
And then on Monday there is, and by the way, after that you can go over to Cloudcliff to Avi's Mambo Room and
hey,
dance
Mambo.
The night away. That goes on till 1 in the morning at Cloudcliff Bakery and Art Space on 2nd Street right here in Santa Fe. And then on Monday at Tipton Hall, right next to the Santa Fe Art Institute. On the campus of the College of Santa Fe, Jose Obando is giving a lecture and performance called Salsa is New Yorican, and that's at 6 o'clock at Tipton Hall. So there's so much salsa this weekend.
Paso Tiempo, page 18, a story by Craig Smith on this very thing.
Oh, well
yeah,
then.
Yeah, it really explains a lot. Did you ever sleep and then wake up and
I have slept and woken up. Oh, go ahead. There's more. Go ahead.
Have you ever slept and woken up and thought it was a different day?
Well, often it is a different day than the one that it was when I went to sleep.
This is what I get. And I try to have some intellectual conversation with you to just break
okay,
up the
go ahead.
There's nothing to go ahead. You've never woken up and said, it's Sunday, and you think you're going to sleep in, and then your boss calls, and you realize it's Tuesday? That's never happened to you.
Actually, I don't think it has.
Okay, let's reverse the
trend. I can pretend, though. Hey, Robert, has that ever happened to you?
Have you ever woken up on a Wednesday and thought it was a... Now I forget. I'm not going to go with this.
No, go ahead.
No, I mean, okay, what about waking up and thinking it was a work day, but it's really a Saturday?
That I've done.
And you get dressed and go to work and nobody's there and you kind of wonder why they're ostracizing you?
No. I wake up and the dogs are jumping on my head and I say, oh, right, it's Saturday. I'm going back to sleep. Get out of here, dogs.
Doggity, doggity, do. Hey, did you know about the Spring Fest benefit that Warehouse 21 is presenting?
Why, no.
Well, let me tell you all about it. It's from 3 to 8 p.m. on Saturday. They're going to present a lot of groups whose names always interest me, like Proboscis Jones. Proboscis is what, your nose?
Proboscis.
Well, this is Proboscis. Maybe it's got something to do with dogs. I always throw my dogs some Proboscis in the morning if they're good. Also, they're going to have the Dirty Novels. And they're going to have Casa Vista, which is a prog metalhead, progressive metalhead. So they're going to be playing 3 to 8 in the College of Santa Fe Quad. It ain't too expensive to get in. Check out myspace.com, Warehouse 21 Productions. That same evening in O'Shaughnessy Performance Space in Benilde's Hall on the College of Santa Fe campus, Martha Reich, R-E-I-C-H, is that how you pronounce it?
Yep.
And Michael Kott, K-O-T-T, which rhymes with not, N-O-T-T, who's kind of hot, H-O-T. They're going to be performing at 7:30 p.m. in the College of Santa Fe, and a portion of their proceeds benefit the Heart and Soul Animal Sanctuary of Glorieta, so animals will benefit. Call this phone number if you want to go see them, 473-6196.
Hey, here's one which I think you haven't read already. Jennifer Moores is a local weaver who is nationally known, and she's going to be giving a talk on Sunday, April 6th at 2 o'clock at the Museum of International Folk Art in conjunction with their Needles and Pins programming up there. And it's free admission on Sunday to New Mexico residents. For more information, you can call 476-1200. And she'll talk about concepts of sacred geometry, the golden proportions used in Egypt and ancient Greece, and how they're expressed in textiles, and all sorts of things like that.
I like geometry and proportions, particularly when it comes to Greeks, women's. Hey, here's something for you. The Mikado. You know anything about that?
You tell us.
Well, the Gilbert and Sullivan Chorus of St. John's College is presenting a partially staged production of the musical, 7 o'clock on Sunday in the Great Hall. It's free. 984-6000. And I think another production of the Mikado, like a bigger one, is coming to town next week. So if you're into Gilbert and Sullivan and people dressing up in kimonos and stuff like that, this could be right up your alley.
And if you are listening to KSFR and you get your arts programming partly or fully from listening to Robert Knott on Fridays, we ask you to call 428-1393 and make a contribution to the station.
And remember, if you give us how much to go have lunch with us?
$100. Hey, I don't know if anybody's taken the lunch premium, but if you make a donation of $100, Robert Knott and I will take you out to a wonderful organic vegetarian lunch at the Treehouse.
Which only cost us like $35, so we get to pocket the rest.
No.
What do you mean?
It's a contribution to the station.
Oh, so there's no
dollar. And the Treehouse has been very generous, and they're giving us the lunch.
Well, I've kind of got a baboon in me. I guess I can climb up into the Treehouse to eat something. April in Paris.
The Treehouse is on Agua Fria in the same area as Plants of the Southwest.
Oh, this is great. We're eating at a greenery. I bring my cat. She eats lettuce. I don't know what to do. You get lettuce out, and then my cat comes and wants to eat the lettuce.
428-1393.
April in Paris time. Every Sunday in April, guess what?
What?
Well, Mary Charlotte. The French, they are very romantic. And Dadou Romanovsky and Charles Tichner.
Yay.
Neither of whom I think is French. They are going to present...
Dadou is practically French.
Well, I don't know. Just because he has an accordion, Romanovsky don't sound too French to me. But I don't want to put down. I'm not casting aspersions on people.
You're not casting asparagus on people?
No. April in Paris is their annual tribute to the City of Lights. 4 p.m. on Sundays. Where? Vanessi. Where's that? 434 West San Francisco Street. Do we have to pay to get in? You do. Is it fun? I think so. I've been to them in the past. What's the phone number? 982-9966. Can we read more about it? Yes, in Pasatiempo. I wrote a fun story about April in Paris and these two Francophiles, which means, by the way, they like French stuff. And you should go see it. It's four Sundays in April. It's fun. It's 4 o'clock, and they're going to play some great songs like La Mer, which most people know as Beyond the Sea. I can't sing it in French, but fortunately, I can sing it in English. What time is it?
It is 8:43, and stepping out R&B, funk, soul, and blues tonight at 9 o'clock at the Tin Star Saloon.
Down, 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 over at the Tin Star.
Yep.
Dear diary readings, journals from the past. I love reading women's diaries, particularly if I'm in them. However, I find that most of the ones that I manage to sneak out from people's houses when they ask me to house sit don't include me, except to say that I tend to snoop when I house sit, which I really resent, by the way. But Maura D-H-U, Du, Studi, who I'm going to interview next week because she's going to be directing The Subject Was Roses at the Santa Fe Playhouse. She's moderating a panel of performers who will read from 18th and 19th century diaries, love letters, and correspondence from World War II. So there's sort of a historical perspective on diaries. 2 to 3:30 p.m. Sunday, Film Center, which is in St. Michael's Drive. You got to pay to get in, but all proceeds benefit the Santa Fe Film Festival. You need a phone number? I'm going to give you one. 983-9747. And you and I have spoken quite a bit about your diaries and how we can steam them up and turn them into a hot best-selling novel, if only you would let me read them and then sort of, shall we say, extrapolate some stuff and maybe indicate that things were a little more...
You would have to... It would be, if you were to make my adolescent diaries into a steamy movie, you would have to completely write fiction.
No, stop. It's just a matter of things like we make sure your boyfriend looks like Brendan Fraser, for example. We start with that. And then we like have
my imaginary boyfriend.
You go to college and you join the swim team. You find out that it's
the imaginary swim team.
We're gonna get somebody like Pamela Lee Anderson in a swim team, stuff like that. Then we add like a gunfight and a chase. Like let's just say
it's fiction. It's fiction.
Not we. Present.
In high school, I just stayed home and like read magazines and did my homework.
Then we make the magazine steamy and we make the homework creative. We do stuff with it. You could have a Dear Diary that people would want to read in this town. They'd be solicitous for it.
But it wouldn't be true. 4281393.
Diaries are never true. If you want to find out, go to this event on Sunday.
Vote thumbs up or thumbs down on Robert Knott. 428-1393 is the number for our pledge line. And as I've said before, there are a lot of people who listen to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. There are a lot of people who have said, I listen to your show every day. I listen to your show often. I'm so grateful for your show. Thank you so much. You do a good job. If you have ever said that or if you've ever even thought that, I'm asking you to please give a call right now. Because it works both ways, you know. We can't just be giving, giving, giving all the time and not receiving anything because it doesn't work. We need to pay our bills. We need to actually pay what it takes to keep this station on the air, which is not a lot compared to many other organizations. It's run on a, you know, low, moderate budget. Nobody's making a whole lot of money, but we do need contributions to keep it on the air. 428-1393 is the number. And if you're calling out of area, 866-907-5737. Hey, how about the Dean's Lecture Series up at St. John's?
Well, go ahead, tell us about it.
Tonight? Kenneth Hayes tonight. From Brown University is doing a talk called Kant and Haman at the Great Hall in the Peterson Student Center at St. John's College. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. It's free of charge and open to the public.
Huh, that's good.
And Haman is one of the first readers of Kant's Critique of Pure Reason and launched the most penetrating critique of Kant's philosophy.
What was Kant's philosophy?
Oh, we can't go into that right now.
That's the thing. You always offer these tidbits of educational philosophy, and then you drop me back into this pasta tempo calendar as if I'm just something, an old shoe that you can discard like that, give to one of your dogs to chew up. Bill Stewart, excellent analysis and writer. He used to have a foreign affairs column for the New Mexican. I don't think he has it anymore. He is going to be talking about two wars, Afghanistan, Iraq. He used to be a Time Magazine correspondent, and this will be part of the Voices Against the War exhibit at New Concept Gallery.
Which is a terrific exhibit, and they're having these readings in conjunction with
them. They had a great reading Sunday night with Jonathan Richards and Bronwyn Denton Davis. It was superb, anti-war poetry and text being read. But this is going to be Bill Stewart speaking. I think it's going to be terrific. It's free. It's at 6 o'clock at the New Concept Gallery. It's 610 Canyon Road, Tuesday night. Free. I would say you should call them to let them know you're going to come because maybe they need to know how many chairs to put out. It seems to me there's limited seating. Phone number? 970-7570.
Hey, have you heard about the soiree at Puppets Revenge?
Which is yes, thank you for bringing that up. PuppetsRevenge.com.
Yeah, it's Sunday in El Dorado.
El Dorado.
And from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. and they will be Puppets Revenge will be performing, but other people. What are these soirees? Do you know?
Well, basically, people go out there and they do performances. You don't know what's going to happen. People get up. It's like going to like a party in the 1940s Hollywood, and like Gene Kelly and Judy Garland just get up and sing at the piano. But nobody plans anything, so it's sort of impromptu. I didn't make it to the first one. I don't know if I'm going to make it to the second one, but I will do my best to make it if they have it to the third one. Do you have to pay to get in? Is there a donation?
I don't know. You can call 216-0882.
It's a way of bringing arts people, performance art people together. I think it's a really good idea. It's El Dorado. It's not that far.
I think there's an admission, but it's a low price. 216-0882, and you can find out more about these soirees.
Never,
or you can go to puppetsrevenge.com.
If you want more intellectual discourse, Cuatro Conversaciones en el Museo Cultural presentan el primero. De un discusión en español y inglés on the divisions and barriers within the local community called What Has Santa Fe Lost? What Has Santa Fe Gained? And this is going to be 7 p.m. Tuesday, same time, a little bit later than the Bill Stewart talk, in El Museo Cultural. It's free. And that could be a really insightful conversation. So Tuesday night, you could really overload on intellectual and political philosophy. Or you could stay home and see if the Monster Quest people are going to go after some hairy gorilla guy out there in, Bongo Bongo. That stuff fascinates me.
And it's a series of conversations, and anybody can participate. All are welcome. What they're trying to do is get people who don't normally talk to each other to be in conversation with one another. And I think it's a great idea.
It is a great idea. It's a good idea. Hey, what time is it?
It is 8:49, almost 8:50.
We're doing great.
We read this last week, but I'll read it again, because tomorrow there's an event at the Armory for the Arts at 1 in the afternoon, a playwright director unit meeting. Santa Fe Performing Arts is seeking playwrights, directors, and actors for its new playwright director unit. It's based on the Actors Studio model, and it's trying to provide people with an inspired setting where playwrights can develop their plays and actors learn to work on new material and so on. If you're interested, you show up tomorrow at 1 o'clock. You can bring scripts and or resumes. And it's at 1050 Old Pecos Trail in Santa Fe, Armory for the Arts.
Sometimes we overlook musical, pop music performances, local musicians. So I'm going to try to plug a few of them right now.
Excellent.
So that you can see the offerings of, let's say, a cacophony of cornucopia that's coming forth from various music groups. For example, tonight, Jerry Carthy doing Irish tunes at Cafe Dominic on Guadalupe Street. It's free. It's 6 o'clock. Tonight, the Hoodoos doing blues at 8 o'clock at La Fiesta Lounge at La Fonda Hotel on the plaza. It's free. Tonight, Hillary Smith and the GTs, funk and R&B at 9 o'clock at Evangelo's down on San Francisco Street. Call the venue for a cover charge. And tonight at the 2nd Street Brewery on, guess where, 2nd Street, Jim Elman does blues and Americana at 4:30. Pigment pops in at 9:30. No cover. Finally, the Rhubarbs doing folk and blues at 9 o'clock. At Willie's on Guadalupe Street, slight cover charge. And in preparation for April in Paris, you can always go to Vanessi tonight and see Charles Tischner on the piano from 7:30 to 11:30. And he will be doing piano stuff. That's just tonight. I will mention some for tomorrow night. And then if you need to cut in with some indications of irreverence, go right ahead.
Well, let's see. On Sunday, and this is something in Abiquiu, it's a read-a-thon from noon to 5, an afternoon with Padre Martinez, a benefit for the Pueblo de Abiquiu Library and Cultural Center. And then there's a special potluck dinner at the Parish Hall at 5 o'clock. And if you want, you can sponsor readers, you can buy tickets, you can do all sorts of things. And for more information, you can call up in Abiquiu, 685-4884. And since our signal extends a lot further than it used to now that we're on 101.1, you know, we've got listeners in Abiquiu, we've got listeners from sort of Albuquerque to Taos, pretty much. And we encourage all of you to call and make a contribution to KSFR at 428-1393.
And remember, if you give 100 smackers, you get stuck with lunch with us. Hey, on Saturday night, the Santa Fe Chili's.
You get stuck. You have the great fun of having lunch.
Treehouse. I feel like Tarzan. I guess you're Jane. Dinner for Two has the Early Bridge Duo on violin and cello.
I am Jane. Jane, I am.
Jane, I am invincible. On the town, yes, Early Bridge Duo doing violin and cello, 8 to 10 p.m. Saturday night at Dinner for Two. Meanwhile, the Arencontrios at Chispa del Mesón at 8 o'clock on Saturday. Hotel Santa Fe has Ronald Roybal doing Native American flute and Spanish guitar at 7 o'clock. That is free. And Antonio Mendoza is doing Spanish guitar at Los Mayos Saturday night, 6 o'clock. and that is also free. There's a lot happening, and I should also mention the Tin Star Saloon on Saturday night has Blues de Ville at 9 o'clock, slight cover charge. And Tiny's has the Jakes doing classic rock at 8:30 Saturday night. No cover charge. You want to know what else has happened? Pick up the Positempo. You don't like reading it. Pick up the calendar. It's really good. We know what the heck's going on thanks to people telling us. Rob DeWall puts together a great calendar every week. And
did you mention gig on 2nd Street?
No, I didn't mention. I didn't mention every single one. So
tonight, Andy Milne and Dap Theory at 8 o'clock
that's
at 1808 2nd Street in Santa Fe.
Yes.
There is a significant cover charge. Dap Theory is a quintet that blends contemporary funk, groove, and hip-hop into jazz with such seamless, casual precision that it is almost freaky. That's a review from the LA Weekly. So there's not, I don't think there's a phone number, but you can go, do they have a website?
You're asking me or you're asking your computer?
I'm asking you.
I don't know. I'm not looking at the same thing. You're
anyway, it's you can pick up the Positempo. It's tonight at 8 o'clock at Gig at 1808 2nd Street.
I'm going to pop in here sometime. You want to go down to Madrid? Johnson's in Madrid. They're having Nacho Mendez playing Latin jazz and world music 1 to 3 p.m. Saturday.
Yay.
Suggested donation. They're also having a couple of exhibits, including this terrific title, Buildings, Bushes, and Babes. Man, I got to go see that. Paintings by Mel Johnson, 1973 to the present. The Albuquerque Museum of Art and History. You ever want to go down there and see the human volcano and other amazing wonders? They're going to be showing circus sideshow banners. They're on Mountain Road. They're not hard to find. Go on down.
Hey, did you talk about the April meeting of New Mexico Women in Film? That's Sunday.
April 6th. They're going to be having an entertainment lawyer speak in Albuquerque.
In Albuquerque at 2 o'clock. At Production Central Abiquiu at 519 Central. And for more information, 501-2948 is the telephone number. And that is television producer Bonnie Dorr will be speaking. And she has an impressive track record of award-winning TV and cable series and miniseries and so on. And she will be speaking. There.
What time is it?
I've said it. It's 8:55 here on KSFR, 428-1393, 428-1393. And we are hoping that the phones have been ringing off the hook, because if you support KSFR, Santa Fe Public Radio, that means that we get to actually stay on the air for another 6 months.
Yeah, and if you want us off the air, let us know. Give more money. I want to mention that if you want to go to the museums in town on Sunday, some of the state museums are free for New Mexico residents. It's a great time to go. Bring out-of-town visitors if you like, or maybe they're just a dollar to get in, even though I'm not supposed to mention prices. And sometimes I don't pay attention to this stuff, and I'm sorry, even though I myself try to do my best. New Mexico residents, no charge on Sundays for Museum of Indian Arts and Culture on 710 Camino Lejo. No charge on Sundays for Museum of International Folk Art, 706 Camino Lejo. It's right next to the other one. New Mexico residents, no charge for the New Mexico Museum of Art downtown, 107 West Palace Avenue. And guess what? No charge on Sundays for you all if you're a New Mexico resident. Palace of the Governors downtown. So you got two downtown, two on Camino Lejo. It's Sunday. I don't care if it's a sunny day. Go get some art into your heart. Go see things. And you got kids, take them over to the Santa Fe Children's Museum. Today, from 2:30 to 4:30, over there at 1050 Old Pecos Trail, make miso soup. And then you can learn about microscopic creatures on Sunday. And then on Wednesday, you can do art activities with pastels, acrylics, and inks at 2:30. And finally, on Thursday at 2:30, stitching activities. That means you can put together a little Frankenstein monster, maybe take care of the kids or something.
Now, did you talk about cathartic cabaret?
Yes, I did. We talked about what catharticism is, and you said that you used to go to church every Sunday as a cathartic, and now you don't go anymore.
I did not.
Well, beyond the sea.
I never went to church every Sunday.
Go see April in Paris somewhere.
428-1393 is the number. We've just got a couple of minutes left, and, you know, I don't know if people have been voting thumbs up or thumbs down on Robert Knott.
I hope they haven't been voting at all.
But they have. I hope they've been calling. 428-1393. Hope to get a little bit of update from the control room.
Yes, I've been trying to. Hey. We have some thank yous. Gina Sloan is a Mary Charlotte fan.
Yay, and thank you, Jenna.
Says that Robert Knott has effulgent enthusiasm. Insisted that we use that word, effulgent.
Wow.
As soon as I look that word up, I'm going to decide if I like that.
Anne Creighton made a pledge. Thank
Anne
you.
Anne Creighton, thank you.
Steve
Paxton. And you know where she made a pledge from? Seattle. That's one of my listeners in Seattle.
Because I sang that song Seattle a few weeks ago.
Yep, that's why. Go ahead.
Wow. Steve Paxton.
Thank you, Steve.
Jonathan Wax.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan, thank you.
Carol Rose called.
Thank you, Carol.
Victoria Scott says thumbs up for both Mary Charlotte and Robert Knott.
Thumbs up. Victoria, finally a vote.
Carol Norton.
Thank you, Carol.
And Mary Crochet.
Thanks to all of you very, very much. We've had a busy morning, Laurel, haven't we?
Busy morning
in the phone room.
Yeah.
Excellent. Keep those phones ringing, 428-1393, 428-1393. And, hey, did anybody get the lunch at the Treehouse? Or is that still
available? Yes, we did give that away. I'm not sure who it went to, but it's
goody.
Gone.
Well, whoever you are, we will be having lunch, and we will call you. You can call us, and we'll figure out when we're going to have lunch. Wonderful.
That's great.
Delightful.
I hope it's
delicious,
not like a pine tree or something.
Delovely.
One of those coconut trees, you got to skimmy up.
You don't have to skimmy up.
My lover stands on.
So, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're also podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Laurel Reynolds for engineering today and for all the work that she does at KSFR. Thanks to all the volunteers and the staff at KSFR. Thanks to the great folks from Institute of American Indian Arts who are volunteering in the phone rooms and all the other individuals and groups who have volunteered during this pledge drive for KSFR. It's fabulous. All of you are fabulous. We love our listeners. And we love them that extra special bit more when they contribute to KSFR. 428-1393 is the way you do it. That's the way you make your call and pledge. The toll-free number is 866-907-5737, 866-907-KSFR. And since our signal now reaches such a great, large calling area and listening area, you can call toll-free and not waste a single penny except what you are giving to KSFR, which isn't a waste. 428-1393. Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Art Supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. And he joins us just about every Friday speaking of the arts, and it's wonderful to have him here. Thank you so much, Robert.
And not be happy.
Hasta la vista.